And I was thinking today of the shadow of the cross and of all the shadows that the cross shadowed forth. The shadow of the cross reached heaven. Christ cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? What did that shadow mean to heaven? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? But the shadow of the cross reached those who were responsible for that cross. The centurion and his men. And you know, the shadow of the cross had a tremendous effect on those men. A tremendous effect upon them. Look at verse 54 of the 27th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. Now when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly this was the Son of God. No man can call Jesus Lord but by the Holy Spirit. The centurion and the man who nailed Christ to the tree, the shadow of the cross was upon them. And you'll meet them all in heaven because it was the Holy Ghost enabled them to say, this is the Son of God, the shadow. There's a young man called John at the cross, and behind him, beside him stood Mary, the mother of Jesus. And Christ looked down upon them, and the shadow of the cross was upon them, and he said to the one, behold thy mother, and to the other, behold thy son. And the son took the mother home with him that day. She was without her son as far as Christ was concerned. She was with her new son, the son that came to her under the shadow of the cross. Those men who did that work of crucifying, the crowd who cheered them on. There wasn't one person at the cross that didn't feel what was happening. Some of them wept. Some of them cried. Some of them mocked. Some of them blasphemed. But there was something happened when the shadow of the cross came upon them. I trust today that as we take off this bread and as we drink of this wine, the shadow of the cross will come upon us all. Help me to understand it. Help me to take it in, what it meant for thee, the Holy One, to bear away my sin. And he bore our sins away upon that cross. No wonder the hymn writer said, oh wondrous love, to bleed and die.
Glory.
To bear the cross and shame, that sinful sinners such as I might plead his precious name. As we handle this bread, may the shadow of the cross be upon us. As we press this cup to our lips, may the shadow of the cross be upon us. And may we leave this communion feast today rejoicing.
Amen.
That Our sins were laid on his body. And that by his stripes we are healed. Not with a disease that it returns, but a disease that's cured forever. You don't need your sins to be forgiven a second time. Because if you needed to do that, God couldn't find them a second time. Because the sins of God's people are cast into the midst of the sea.
Hallelujah.
And they never have a resurrection. You can't find them. My sins are gone. May that thrill our souls today. And will it give us the guarantee that sweeping through the gates of the New Jerusalem, we'll sing washed in the blood of the Lamb. We'll bow our heads in prayer, and some brother will lead us now. Thank God for this symbol of the precious body of Christ. And let us thank God for this bread.
Hallelujah.
It was broken for us at Mount Calvary. Behold and see if there is any sorrow like unto my sorrow, with which the Lord hath afflicted me, wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace laid upon him with a whip, and by his stripes we are healed.
Amen.
Let's shout hallelujah to the Savior who saved us.